Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, King 5 has done this great preview for the Mariners postseason push, and it included a moment in the locker room where our boy Julio Rodriguez found out that they had clinched the AL West.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, this is something we haven't done here as a team since 2001. I was born in 2000. You know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, yeah!
I saw that. I was like, I got to hit pause on YouTube and take a minute because that just made me feel extremely old.
Oh, God. And that leads us to a simple question, Steve. We're going to start with John in Tacoma. John, our simple question, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
Oh, so you're 37 now, 24 years ago, 13.
13.
13 and 01 here in school.
So how fired up are you right now about the Seattle Mariners? Tomorrow's the big day taking on the Detroit Tigers.
I can't believe it. I hope we start off on a good foot. If we can take the first two games, you know, then they have to, that puts more pressure on the Tigers because then they have to consecutively win more games. And I just don't see that happening.
Dude, the vibe at T-Mobile Park, I mean, even those last few games when they clinched it and just the energy of that. I mean, when Cal Raleigh steps up to the plate, I'm getting goosebumps hearing them all chant MVP. You know it's going to be a magical time.
Juan in Seattle, our simple question to you, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
Oh, man, I was 13 years old, and in 2001, I distinctly remember my dad getting the Seattle Times, you know, before the days of the apps where he could check the standings. He would open up that newspaper, he would look at those standings and would say, oh, man, they won again, and Ichiro did this and this and this. And go Mariners, and I've got a little fan here that has her own thing to say as well.
All right.
Yes.
How old is your little fan?
She is 4.
She's 4. What's her name?
B-E-A.
All right. Well, you're raising the right one. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
I forget about those times where, like, if you miss the game. Dude, it definitely makes me feel a lot older. You know, nowadays, like, how the Mariners do, I check my phone, I get the answer right away. Back in those days, you had to, like, wait till the newspaper came out the next day to see if the Mariners won or not.
Back in my day,
back
Steve.
You kids don't understand how easy you got it.
Chris from Tiger Mountain, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
I'll be the old man of the group. I was 17.
Yeah.
Back in 2001. And I was in high school just, you know, it's nice to see the Mariners finally doing something for the community, and the Hawks are doing good. Good time to be a Seahawks or a Seattle fan right now.
And Chris, being 17, I bet you had that feeling. In 2001, I remember when they had such a great run, 116 wins. You're thinking, this is the start of a dynasty, maybe. This is the start of a franchise or a team that's going to just keep winning. And they did have some good seasons after that, but we've been waiting a long time to have a good run.
Yeah, not like that. I mean, that run there was magical. And you're right. Everybody we knew was like, oh, it's our year. You know, we're going to go in and we're going to just take this thing. And it just flopped.
Oh, we've got Gabe and Bonnie Lake on the phone. Gabe, our simple question, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
I was not born in 2001.
Oh, come on.
Our resident baby.
That's awesome.
Gabe, what year were you born?
2012.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do math. How old are you now?
I'm not doing the math. 206. Let's see. 13?
I think so.
Right?
That sounds right.
206-803-ROCK. Our simple question for Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, how old were you and what were you up to back in 2001?
I was really old. I was 31.
Yes. Okay. I was hoping I'd find someone that was older than me. I was 27. So, yes. Let's go, Jeff.
I wasn't married at the time, so it was real easy that year to go just grab a friend, and we went to a lot of games. It was something. It was cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, back in 2001, I was a lot younger and making a lot dumber decisions in my life.
Did you have hair then?
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, maybe
a
little.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve Migs on his birthday? Mm. He has currently 313 wins, 101 losses, and 86 ties so far in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat the birthday boy at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.